Day 13. Deuteronomy 13. Deuteronomy 13 1-18. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him, and keep his commandments and obey his voice, you shall serve him and hold fast to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you shall put away the evil from your midst. If your brother, the son of your mother, your son or your daughter, the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul, secretly entices you, saying, let us go and serve other gods which you have not known. Neither you nor your fathers, of the gods of the people which are all around you, near to you or far off from you, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth, you shall not consent to him or listen to him. Nor shall your eye pity him, nor shall you spare him or conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. And you shall stone him with stones until he dies, because he sought to entice you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. So all Israel shall hear and fear, and not again do such wickedness as this among you. If you hear someone in one of your cities, which the Lord your God gives you to dwell in, saying, corrupt men have gone out from among you and enticed the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known. Then you shall inquire, search out, and ask diligently, and if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination was committed among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it, all that is in it and its livestock with the edge of the sword. And you shall gather all its plunder into the middle of the street, and completely burn with fire the city and all its plunder, for the Lord your God. It shall be a heap forever, it shall not be built again, so none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show you mercy. Have compassion on you and multiply you, just as he swore to your fathers, because you have listened to the voice of the Lord your God, to keep all his commandments which I command you today. To do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 13. Punishment for attempting to entice others into idolatry. A dreamer of dreams, Moses continues warning against the danger of pagan worship. God commanded that everyone who would try to introduce Israel to the worship of other gods had to be killed, including one's brother, son, daughter, wife, or close friend. So all Israel shall hear and fear, and not again do such wickedness as this among you. Deuteronomy 13 6-11. Today the death penalty is not being carried out, of course, by spiritual Israel, the church. Nevertheless, the principle of spiritual and, if need be, physical separation from wrong influences still applies. Christ clearly told his disciples, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:37-38. Christ expects his disciples to choose between him and their relatives when it comes to conflict in worship and true Christian living. We are to leave every form of paganism, and we are not to allow anyone to entice us to return to it. In addition, Israel was admonished to not be deceived even by a prophet or a dreamer whose prophecies or dreams came true, if his goal was to influence others to worship pagan gods. Deuteronomy 13 1-5. Rather, such a prophet was to be killed too. Isaiah later gives us the way to discern a false prophet or teacher, to the law and to the testimony, i.e. Holy Scripture. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. Sometimes false prophets will arise, prophesying events that do come to pass so as to test us in order to know whether we really love God with all our heart and soul. Deuteronomy 13:3. In fact, in a few years from now, a powerful religious figure will appear on the world scene called the Lawless One or False Prophet, who will perform signs and lying wonders. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. Satan will give him the power to do so, and by those signs he will deceive the multitudes. Revelation 19:20. For more information, request or download our free booklet, The Book of Revelation Unveiled. Also at that time, false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Matthew 4:24. Therefore, signs and wonders are no proof that the person performing them is from God, yet unless we have received the love of the truth, 2 Thessalonians 2:10, and are seriously committed to God's way of life, we too can become deceived by those mighty signs, believing that because of them the religious message of the prophet or dreamer must be believed and followed.